Beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the first week of autumn, 2006, this is the Rain Report, available for retransmission over amateur radio by downloading this MP3 file from therainreport.com, or from arnewsline.org, or as a podcast from therainreport.com. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. The PropNet Project is an ad hoc network of ham radio PSK31 digital stations that constantly monitor propagation of the 10 and 6 meter amateur bands, viewable in real time on the internet. The man behind PropNet is Ev Tupis, W2EV. In a recent conversation with Rain's founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, Ev reported that he's looking for both hams and shortwave listeners to enhance the viability of this ongoing project.
In North America, we presently have probably 18 to 20 stations that are regularly active across the continent. Because of the ad hoc nature of the network, stations can come and go as they please, and it doesn't really impact the usability of the system at all. In fact, we have another class of operator that doesn't transmit at all. We refer to as lurkers, or SWL, shortwave listeners. Great, great opportunity for school-based amateur radio stations to participate. All you have to do is to power up and listen. Don't even configure the system to transmit at all. And you are, in effect, a lurker. If a transmitting participant transmits and you happen to catch them, it's still reported to an internet map for retrieval anywhere in the internet universe. This, in fact, bridges shortwave listening to amateur radio in a very, very positive, collegial, collaborative way.
How long would I have to actually be looking at the map or listening to the chart below it for the whole picture to refresh itself?
3 minutes.
Every 3 minutes. A lot like the Northern California DXHF propagation beacon network, where in a matter of 3 minutes, you know exactly what's going on.
Exactly right. The difference here is that we can have ad hoc participants enter and leave at their leisure. So as a result, we actually have a greater definition, certainly of North America. The downside is that we don't have worldwide participation yet. I would love to see some more stations in the Caribbean and in the Latin American areas, Nicaragua, the Panama Canal area. This system actually allows you to see how propagation changes as sunspot cycles change graphically, again, for those who have that capability. We would love to have more equatorial stations involved, certainly, because that's where apparently more propagation still continues to take place even during sunspot minima. South American stations are sought actively, primarily because, again, we hear about trans-equatorial propagation. We read about it in the book, yet there's really nothing more profound than to actually see it occurring on a screen in front of you. You bridge the gap between book knowledge and real-world experience through observation, and PropNet provides that unique opportunity to do that. The typical station is running an HTX-10. A 25-watt single-band radio. You can get them pretty inexpensively on any of the internet auction sites, especially now at sunspot minima. People seem to believe that 10 meters doesn't open, and yet if you hit the website, you'll see that with very few exceptions, almost every day, 10 meters is open somewhere across North America, certainly, and no doubt across the world. 25 watts is all it takes. We typically clock them back from 25 watts down to about 10 watts to make sure that they run nice and cool, can run unattended without any issue whatsoever. We do have some stations that are running significantly more power than that, 50, 60 watts. We want folks who are running omnidirectional antennas, if at all possible, because, again, propagation can be an awfully fickle thing. You never know where it's going to open, so we want signal to be going to and coming from any particular azimuth heading. So we want to open up the opportunity for communication to any direction. Halfway verticals or quarter wave ground planes are ideal for this particular project. On 6 meters, most people are running either a single halo or a dipole, although that's not fully omnidirectional. It does a pretty good job, unless you're directly off the end. Because of polarization shift that takes place through ionospheric propagation, there are many 6-meter operators who are running vertical polarization, even though it's a sideband type mode, because we've found that indeed polarization will shift on sporadic E or even an F2 path. So the importance of omnidirectional is much higher than gain in this particular application.
What equipment on 6 meters is ideal?
6 meters is a little bit more difficult because there are so few single-band radios that are as inexpensive as what appears to be the case on 10 meters. Typically, what's happening on 6 meters are people are taking their HF rigs with 6-meter capability, participating on PropNet, and then using that as an operating aid. When they notice that the band is open to their area, that their station is showing up on a PropNet map, they're then going into their ham stations, signing off of PropNet, picking up their microphones, and calling CQ. So it's a little more itinerant on 6 meters than it is on 10 meters because we don't have as many dedicated operators as we do on 10 meters. But in fact, PropNet is there to engender communication. And if that's what it's doing, then it's met its objective.
I'm speaking today with Ev Tufas, W2EV, the man behind PropNet.org. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Presumably, you have all of the interface instructions on propnet.org?
Yes, in fact, the interface instructions are as easy as saying, get up on PSK31. As soon as you've made your first QSO, all you need is the software. Load it up, configure it, tune your radio, and participate.
Will that software work on pretty much any computer?
At this point in time, it's Windows-specific. We have some stations operating on Windows 98, Windows 2000, no problem, Windows XP, certainly, no issue whatsoever. We have found a couple of folks who are interested in developing a Linux version, which will certainly open it up to a whole new community of Macintosh and Linux folks. But for the time being, this is very much a Windows application. The PropNet PSK, which is the software that runs the PropNet initiative, is constantly under development and enhancement. The latest enhancement is a QSO robot. What that means is that someone can interrogate a PropNet station, and upon interrogation, the PropNet station will, with its own robot, reply to the interrogator to say, reply with their call sign from the host call sign, and then at the end it says, robot, please stand by while I page the operator. This allows a whole new level of checkout capabilities for non-PropNet stations who simply would like to find out whether or not their stations are operating well or not. I guess sort of the equivalent of a repeater kerchunk. You don't know if someone's out there or if you're being heard until you kerchunk that repeater. Here's an opportunity. If the band is open, you're hearing a PropNet station, give it a call and see if it replies. Even if the operator isn't in the immediate vicinity, it certainly gives you an opportunity to know that your station is working correctly.
In case the listener is wondering, gee, how come I haven't heard of PropNet before? It's only been on the web for 2 years.
That's correct. And just recently, we've been experiencing quite a boom in folks who have stumbled across us and found it to be a very exciting way to get radio active in an otherwise very busy world.
And propagation-wise, a very quiet world.
Very quiet. I will tell you, however, that we have stumbled across some very interesting propagation phenomena that have not been documented as well in the past. As a result of our web presentation, all of our data goes into an online SQL database for later data mining and analyzing. We're actually able to go back and study propagation events that might be several years old and be able to shed new light on our understanding of propagation as amateur radio operators.
It may change the whole approach to backscatter, auroral.
How about weather-induced propagation anomalies?
Sure, tropho.
One of the maps that we have on our website is actually an overlay of North American weather with propagation paths, and we have actually found instances where one signal has arrived on three different frequencies after going through a rainstorm on the path. So we're really busy trying to study all these subtle nuances right now because the band is not cluttered with otherwise sporadic E or F2 signals. We're actually uncovering some very, very interesting propagation phenomena that otherwise would have just gone overlooked.
How about an email for anyone who'd like to correspond with you about PropNet?
Certainly. It's a real easy thing to remember. My call sign, W2EV, at ARRL.net. Otherwise, if you hit the website, there's also a Yahoo Groups online email community that one can join. And just sit there and lurk and listen for a while just to find out if you have any interest in pursuing it any further. It sounds like this is all coming from me, and in fact, it is probably one of the most collaborative online groups that I've ever been associated with. Most of the people who have made this a success, I have never met personally. All the collaboration took place either online through the internet and emails or over the air discussions. Jeff, the software developer, is in Arizona. We have the fellow who handles the internet hub, Tony, out in California. Steve, who handles the online map presenter, map generation system in the Florida Keys. And I am in the Northeast on the south shore of Lake Ontario with a whole host of testers and collaborators all across the continent, each of which I owe a great debt of gratitude.
I've been speaking today with F. Tupis, W2EV, the man behind PropNet. For more information about PropNet, go to PropNet, P-R-O-P-N-E-T, PropNet.org. For the Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP in Chicago.
If you're loitering some evening on Echolink, keep an eye out for Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP. Just a reminder for those technologically challenged that these Rain reports are now available at the new phone number of 641-985-5999. That's 641-985-5999. When the simple voice box system answers, simply type in Rain, followed by the pound key. That's Rain, 7246, pound key. Thanks to Joy Bubbles, WB0RPA, for donating the mailbox to Rain. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2006 Rain. All rights reserved. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN.